back.
We're back. Welcome back to another episode of Scary Movie and Chill. Michael just ruined everything by breaking the machine twice in a row and then trying to blame it on me. You all missed it. I wish I had audio for that. Huh, Michael?
Didn't do nothing.
Oh, Michael. All right. I'm here with a sleepy Charles Barkley.
He's a real sleepy.
Look at my sassy cat back there.
Hot as balls. Somehow he's sleeping on blankets.
He likes to be warm. He likes to be toasty. That's why he gets stinky, because he's marinating in his sweat.
Yeah.
And you are? You know what that's like, huh, Michael?
Yeah, I know.
In your hot house.
You know, I was thinking about
it. The last month of your hot house.
I know. I was thinking about that and like.
Michael, what's the new with you?
It's not a whole lot. Well, Bonnie, I discovered.
Michael, what's the new with you?
I'm telling you.
Michael, is anything new?
Yep.
I didn't think so.
You're muted. Bonnie, as you know, I discovered. Well, I didn't discover.
Toothbrushes.
My golf buddy told me about.
Swishing.
The AI, and I sent Bonnie. I created a theme song, I created a song for the podcast via this AI thing.
Created a fart soundtrack.
What are you nuts?
Oh wait, you already did a long time ago. I have to edit out every
from
week
from you. And so I'm gonna take my time. I'd like you guys to hear a little. Come on, that sounds like the intro. It's AI.
Wild cherry Pepsi. In the chills, they break down the scenes. Scary movie and chill. Hear the fans screams.
Guys, we're.
I don't know about that,
Michael.
We're
in the future. That was my first pass. That was my first pass. I was just learning. So maybe I'll come up with another one. Maybe I'll give it a new prompt.
Maybe you should come up with one about. Your tooth holes, Michael.
Maybe I'm gonna no, because my
you're going away.
Fan suggestion, Bonnie.
Oh,
is that we use the AI and then we basically create a song for our review at the end.
Oh,
so like after we're done, and then we just go and type it into this AI, and it just like it'd make a summary for us.
Okay,
and then it writes a song, so and it could be kind of funny.
I should use fucking ChatGPT to do the fucking the description. Because that's the part that I kind of hate doing every week.
But
what's that idea, Michael?
So that's part of it. Is that a
Michael's making songs on ChatGPT?
No, so you don't even know. That's how behind you are. It's a completely different AI. Bonnie doesn't even know.
I just started using it for homework.
Which yeah, welcome to the you're like day late and a dollar short. Anyways, not much. Just somebody's getting a new car on Sunday.
For sure.
Yeah, I got the okay approval. So the text for my buddy, yesterday I think, or on Monday, and he was like, he just got approval from the attorneys that everything went through, and now he can legally sell.
Are you gonna like get it checked out by a mechanic or something?
No, he already did that, and he sent me the breakdown and all that other stuff because he knew that there was a couple things that had to get fixed on it before he'd be able to sell it.
The tires are okay.
Yeah, tires. They did do new brakes and there's a oil leak that they got fixed up and everything's all good there. He said that like there's some other stuff that may need to be taken care of in like, you know, whatever, thousands
a
of
week
miles.
After you
yeah,
get
I know, right? Yeah, halfway driving back across country. But
Michael's like, what's that ticking noise?
And I'm gonna fucking fly off the road. Tumbling. So yeah, he got the word there. So I was like, all right, cool. That's great. I was like, because I was going to start going through and just looking for getting a personal loan. Because I think I was telling you, like, main banks don't do it. So you can't go to like Chase
That's
and get
crazy.
A personal loan or
That's
Wells
crazy
Fargo.
You can't do that anymore.
Yeah. It,
when did that start?
The guy was saying something around like maybe it was a little before COVID or right during COVID.
Oh.
Which seems weird because it's like.
They didn't want to be on the hook for people that were stiffing them, I guess.
I guess. Even though it was like, that's the best time to give out personal loans because you know the government's going to back it. So just start handing money out.
I'm sure it takes them a lot longer to recoup anything if it's going through the government, right?
Not when it comes to banks. No. It's just.
Well, I mean, wasn't that bailout? It took a minute for that to happen.
I don't know how the inner workings, but either way, I had to go find a different loan company, and there's a lot of these like online banks, and I was under the impression like when you go to like one of these places, you know, like SoFi or like these people, like, we offer loans, you're like, great. So I go into it, and then all of a sudden it like gives you, they're like, okay, so based on all the information you gave us, here's a list of people that can give you a loan. You're like, So you're just like a middleman. Like, it's like the Expedia of, which I guess is nice, but at the same time, I was like,
I guess that's helpful, but it, when you think you're going to one person and you're not.
Right. And then what ends up happening is, because I was like, well, whatever. And so I found one that seemed to give
me. I got a lot of pepper stuck in my throat.
Oh, God. This one seems like it was the best one. This one. And so I start, you know, going through the hoops with that one. But then, like everything else, because, you know, they send your information out to all these other folks that are lenders
to give you
all their rates based on your information.
But that does that mean that they're running a bunch of different credit checks?
No. It's all just like they're looking at it and then they have to do like a deeper dive.
Just like a soft check.
Yeah, where it will not affect your score at all. But now all it is like fucking email after email of all these people like this and this. But hey, I did get a handful of them that came back and they're like, no. And I was like, no. Like, did you not see how much I make every year? And
do
did you not see what my
not no?
Like, did you not see what my fucking my credit score is 782? Wow. Like,
look at the credit score on Michael.
I know, like. You know, for a $6,000 loan, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
But, and then, like, then I had to call them today because the, you know, they keep sending me this email. They're like, you just need to fill out a few more things. And I go to log in and it says that all my checklist is complete. So I called them and I was like, what do you need me to do? They're like, we just need to do phone verification. And I was like, well.
What does that mean? Just talk to you on the phone?
Well, to make sure that my phone number is my phone number, I guess. Oh. And so they were just like, I'm going to send you a code right now. What did I send you? And then I was like, here's the numbers. They're like, okay, we're all good. And I was like, okay. So this one, you know, it seems promising, but it's so dumb because, I mean, I've never gotten a personal loan before. I've never gotten any type of like bank loan.
It's been like, I think I did it when I was 19.
And it's weird because they're like, well, we're giving it to you at this interest rate, but then there's also this other like yearly, it's like there's the monthly interest and then the yearly interest. And then there's this like weird fee that we're charging you. And you're like, okay. And so they're like, but we're charging you that fee out of the loan. So you're asking for $6,000 and you've been approved for $6,000, but there's a $390 fee. So we're just going to take it. So you're getting like 56 something or other. And you're like,
oh,
well, but I want 6,000.
Yeah.
Like the reason
why. So did you do that or did you go through someone else?
No, they all, that's how they all are. Really? There's all these like weird.
So then you things. Have to kind of inflate the price. Right.
So yeah, they and I guess they're assuming that's what you're doing. I don't know, but I was like, it's still fine because I'm just, you know, I was just going for like solid numbers of because like I said, I'm going to pay off
a
credit card and the car because this interest rate is, you know, more than half of what my credit card interest rate is. So it'll be. I mean, it's gonna. I'm gonna also like it's a 4-year loan that I'm gonna just pay off faster.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, and then I got my tax, my state tax in. So there's another credit card. Everything's coming up, Milhouse. Bonnie. Oh, Bonnie's on her phone. Sorry, guys. I guess my stories are boring. My boring life. And I'm getting ready to fly back. I'm gonna do a crazy drive, Bonnie. Next Saturday, and then I'm gonna leave Georgia next Saturday morning, and I'm gonna hopefully be back. I'm gonna be back by Monday morning,
and then easy peasy.
Yeah, I can do it.
Yeah,
brand new car. It practically drives itself. It's a 2008.
You should let it drive itself, Michael.
Just
can you? Do they have ChatGPT driving cars yet, Michael?
Tesla.
Well, they do have Waymo.
Yeah, they got a bunch of stuff. Anyways. There you go. What's new with you, Bonnie?
I thought you'd never ask, Michael. Jesus. Don't you dare do it. Don't you? You're muting me. Oh. Well, Michael, some unexpected.
I was eating gummies. That's why I muted myself. So you know what's new with me? I just found these unicorn-alicious.
I'm going to murder you. That's my turn.
Okay, go ahead.
My turn. Some unexpected events. You're the worst.
Okay.
I had a counselor meeting last week on Friday.
Bonnie's too cool for school. Getting reprimanded by her teacher sent to the principal office.
No, I was trying to determine if I had everything in order to graduate. And guess what? I don't. So I was right in thinking that I was so close, but not 100%. I called it. I predicted it. One could say I manifested it. But I will say that the bullshit ass counselor that I had before, I feel like he didn't really do his job so well. Because
a counselor at a public school not doing good? Surprise, surprise.
I mean, it's like, and then I got this different counselor and she's talking to me and it's very just like, I mean, I guess you can't expect much with a community college, but still it's like, this is important shit. And it's like important that students understand, especially if you're transferring, that your shit's going to transfer, right, that it counts and all that stuff.
I feel like it's because they don't understand.
That's what you base your education plan off of. And your education plan is what your path to your degree. So basically I found out that the classes that I took in San Diego are not, they're considered electives. Like two of them are considered electives and not core requirements. So I have to take law too. And I also have to repeat math.
I thought you said that one teacher forgave them.
No. That's what I thought because I was reading it. The email didn't make any fucking sense. I just saw it says approved and there was an X. And so the counselor said, I'll get back in touch with you and I'll discuss everything with you after we hear from the chair. And because he had to approve everything and she didn't email me. So on Monday I emailed her and I'm like, I'm assuming this means that it was approved. This is kind of confusing. And she's like, no. I'm like, excuse me.
Thanks for the heads up.
I know it, like, this is what I'm dealing with here. But she said no. And then I'm like, I don't understand. Then why is it? And then she's like, because he's counting it as electives. He's not counting it as a core class requirement being satisfied. So I still have to take law two, which is like business two or something. I took like business and corporate in San Diego. And apparently it's not transferring as a core class to LACC for whatever reason. So this summer I have to take law two and I have to retake math because she said that the D ain't cutting it. Has to be a C minus or above.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Do you have to take that same math class or can you opt to a different one?
No, she said it has to be like math 125 or higher. And math 125 is fucking intermediate algebra. So I'm
easy peasy. Take it.
I don't fucking know that shit. Do you think I should do that or should I do statistics again?
No way. Algebra is so much easier. It's just dumb formulas. Yeah.
But I had a hard time. That's what statistics is. Statistics are formulas and that shit kicked my ass.
Yeah, but algebra is like simple.
I don't know. I guess,
like all the algebra stuff I've ever taken.
Well, I got to take it this summer and I forgot to ask if I can, because I think she said that I can still participate in the graduation thing. But I just want to double check.
Yeah, do it anyways.
Because I feel like she doesn't do enough reassuring. So there's that. And then, so I'm not done. I have two more classes. And then I finally went to go see Johnny Dynamite and the Bloodsuckers on Saturday.
No one knows who that is.
Ugh, losers don't know who he is. He's the coolest.
Oh?
Yeah. He's like 80s synthy, like, it's like retro music, but he's a young guy. He's like a young guy. And he's like, his songs are so catchy and he's got a really nice voice. And I don't know, I just really like him.
He was swooning,
Bonnie. I bought a ticket to go see him at Permanent Records Roadhouse. And so I take a lift over there. And then Vincent, who's like Jess's friend. He knows you. Vince. He was like, oh yeah, I like Mike. I remember Mike.
If I saw him, I'd know. Yeah.
Well, he was there with his girlfriend, so I was hanging out with them, and then they left, and I feel like, so I had like a Truly before I left the house.
Mm-hmm.
I like a tall can, and tall can and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I go there, and I think I had only two drinks, because I bought a brown, and he bought a round. I think that was it, and someone was not feeling so hot after that. I had a distressful ride home.
Bonnie's barfing in a backseat.
I got sick. And Bonnie's a backseat barfer. I have a bruise on my hip, and I don't know where that came from. And, you know, it just made me think, what am I doing here? The past couple of times that if I've been like, it's been, I don't know, the last time that I've had too much to drink,
mm-hmm.
where I got sick. But when I did have too much, it really made me sick. Like, there's like no kind of like,
I'd have to have like two drinks, three max. Because anything over that, I think it could be, I could push it and I could get sick.
If you're, yeah, like,
where it's like liquor before drinks, I used to drink and drink and drink and not get sick. And it's like now, like, I just think like, I think I'm done. I think my drinking days are done. I think I just, I'm what over
you gotta
it. Do
is you got to find like the one drink that you can just have like a, like.
I just don't, like, also, I just don't like feeling, I don't like that feeling of like, I don't, you know, when you have like a couple drinks and you just, it's like that buzz, but it, you feel kind of like you're underwater.
A little, yeah.
Like, you're just kind of like, womp, womp. Like, I don't like that. I don't like getting, like, sleepy. Like, I like to be...
Right.
You know? And I don't like that. Because, so, like, you know, it's, like, the it's towards the end of the night, and I'm yawning. And right. It's, like, not even that late. I think I was home by, like, midnight. Like, it wasn't even a late night. So, I just think... I think I'm going to have to say a bye-bye.
Bonnie's
to the alcohol.
Yeah, that's why I just, that's why my drink is Coors Light. It's just one of those, I don't ever like,
maybe a random margarita. Yeah, but I don't, like, I think that's it.
But honestly, yeah, it's like the long, because like, yeah, I can't do,
I just don't really, like, I, and I felt like, and nothing, mm-hmm. Nothing I hate more than having to waste a day because I feel like fucking shit.
Well, that's why
Sundays are my days to like get my shit done. I had to, I had planned to take him on a long walk, which I still did, although I was fucking hating every fucking minute of it.
But Charles liked it.
And I had to go get groceries. He just knows. Couldn't go get groceries. Couldn't clean my house. I was laid up on the couch, just like feeling so bad, trying to like nap it off. And then he was just like, getting a lot, like whiny because he wanted to go walk and play stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, mom's sick today. We can't do anything. Like, I hate that. So it just like put me behind for the week. And I still don't have full groceries. I grabbed a couple today because I just don't have time when I have to go in the office.
Right.
I hate it. So I think I'm done.
It's mostly the, my body kind of started telling me like the booze stuff, or like if I'm doing like liquor or any, whatever drink I'm doing, my body like already kind of preemptively, tells me like I'll start just feeling like it's not easy as easy to drink. So it's like my body's like,
the drinks are easy, but I got two of the same
drunk in a long time.
Yeah. I had two of the same drink. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like, give me this, give me that.
Right.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I just,
I don't know if it was that with the Truly or what in the fuck.
Those are so sugary and weird.
No, I got the light ones that have like a little bit of flavor. So I don't know what the fuck it was, but I just felt like hell, and I don't like it. I don't like wasting days because of that bullshit.
No, I think that's what, like, years ago, that's kind of what it was to me. Just like, it's a whole day, if not more, just wasted.
I've done enough drinking in my life. It's like, it's not like,
plus it's more fun when you're like 20 and 30 anyways.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like these days I'm into being more present and taking care of myself, and I just really felt kind of ashamed of myself.
Living your best life, bunny.
I kind of felt like a little bit ashamed for like getting that. I wasn't like visibly drunk or anything, but I just got so sick. Like, I was so sick, and it's like embarrassing. And
no, especially when you get to a certain age, it's like you should know better.
Yeah, I felt really shitty. Like, not just because of the hangover, but like, because of my actions. And then plus I went to my first Al-Anon meeting on Friday.
How'd that go?
It went really well.
That's good.
It went really well. It was like all women, so I don't want no men in there. And they were older ladies, and they were sharing a little bit of their stuff, and so I shared. Started crying a little bit. And then the ladies, it's like a Zoom, you know, so they're like in the chat, like some of them were just like, call me and there's another meeting on Monday if you want to go, and da da da, like, we're here for you, you're in the right place, da 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 da.
Oh, that's good.
But I thought like the information that they shared, because they read chapters from some books. I guess there's a lot of Al-Anon books. I know nothing about it. And the one woman that was leading the meeting read something about detachment that was just like really fitting for what I'm going through right now with my family member. And so it was like weird. You know how like I always talk about synchronicity and like things happening at like kind of the right time?
Right.
Like that's how I just kind of felt like that was like a synchronicity moment.
That's good.
So I think I'm going to do it again on Friday.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Learn as much as you can. Get all the knowledge you can, buddy.
Anyways, what are we watching this week, Michael? Michael, what are we watching?
We're going to watch The Others. We talked about it last week, and we were talking about how good it was, our memory of it, and we'll see.
And it came out in 2001.
So we'll see what...
Michael, it came out in 2001.
We know, Bonnie. Everyone Michael, did knows. You know? Everyone knows this.
Michael, did you know that this movie came out in 2001?
I don't know what's happened recently, but whenever, like, Michael. Last year... Alrighty. Now we're back. Again.
Oh, my God. Michael's ruining the cables... Everything.
Bonnie's got some shoddy ass cables.
Yeah, I was talking about how, cables because Michael wants to recline.
I gotta.
And you're hitting every fucking thing. Because
I'm
just thing.
Like if I'm sitting up too much, then like my back starts hurting, and then I gotta recline a little, and then I start sweating. And then now, like recently in the last year, I get this weird like cold like sweat spot like right above my knee, and it is the most annoying feeling in the entire world. And I have a feeling it's gonna happen to me for the rest of my life, and I'm probably gonna. It's gonna be what I'm gonna. It's gonna make me want to jump off a fucking bridge because I can't fucking stand it. Alrighty, The Others with Nicole Kidman. Is this like probably right when she started stretching her face out?
No, I don't think so.
Or before? None of the things we can see now. She streets up gets like first bill. It's Nicole Kidman in The Others. Yeah, remember this one kind of threw me for a loop when I watched it. I watched this in the theaters. I'm trying to remember who I went to see it with. I don't remember.
The Others came out in 2001. It was... directed by Alejandro Amenabar?
I thought you took Spanish.
That's Spanish last name. It stars Nicole Kidman, Christopher Eccleston, Fionnuala Flanagan. That was a mouthful.
It was.
And synopsis. In 1945, immediately following the end of the Second World War, a woman who lives with her two photosensitive children. Oh, I forgot that part.
What?
On her dark. That they were photosensitive? Did you remember that?
No.
She.
Tom Cruise is an EP on this.
She lives with her two photosensitive children on her darkened old family estate in the Channel Islands, becomes convinced that the home is haunted.
But we already kind of gave it away last week, and everyone knows about this story a little bit.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. If you listened to last week's episode,
also if this is your first episode. Alakina Man. Whoa. It's a night terror. Jesus. She's got some pipes. A fresh-faced Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. I remember the first time I was aware of Nicole Kidman was when she was in Batman Forever. And she looks so hot in that movie.
What was she in that? Batgirl?
No. She was like the love interest for Val Kilmer.
She's 56.
In this movie?
No, now.
Oh. What? Only 56?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, she looks an extra stretchy for only being 56.
What? Well, it's that
thing. So I mean, she's only in her 30s here.
Well, her face looks kind of...
For 56?
She did a little too much.
Yeah.
It happens.
That's, wow, I would have thought.
She divorced Tom Cruise in 2001.
So this is probably around that time. This is the
last project that they did maybe. Together?
Maybe. Well, because, you know, Tom Cruise has, I don't know if she was a part of that.
You gotta stop hitting your mic.
I didn't do anything.
Oh. You're doing it. You're doing it. Michael no, is.
Now, am I just talking, you know what? My voice is just resonating too much.
You're hitting something.
No, it's because it's my voice.
It's not your voice.
I have such a deep...
Maybe pull it back from your fucking mouth.
Bonnie, I want to make sure we get good sound.
You don't know how many fucking beard scratches I have to edit out of me.
Fine, then you're just going to have to turn it up. I'll be back.
Your voice is loud.
What is that supposed to mean?
You're loud. Who are these?
She's older than she looks. I guess maybe Nicole Kidman just has like an older look. Because if she's only like
a distinguished lady look.
Yeah, because if she's only, that means she's only 30 something here. Right?
I don't know.
Well, she's 56 now.
I hate it.
56 minus 24.
Hard. The servants disappeared. No notice, nothing. They didn't even collect Look at this cool old house. I want to live in a cool old house.
She's 33.
Wow. Just a wee baby.
Yeah. Thomas probably likes...
She's really tall, too.
Yeah. I mean, she must have been like a teenager in Days of Thunder.
Why is she locking every door? Oh, she's interviewing new servants.
It's going to be crazy, like back in the day when they're just like, yep, I'm going off to war. And then you just might not hear if they come back or not. And you just like sit around.
If they don't, you're just like, well, I guess they died. Better get a new husband.
Exactly. And then eventually, like, he's like, comes back and he's like, actually, after the war, I was over here and I just decided to chill out for a decade. But now that I'm back home, and then they're mad that you moved on. You're like, it's been a decade. I thought you were dead.
Oh, she has migraines. I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, because it's like, that's how they always blame the, like, seeing ghosts on things. Migraines, isn't it? Because don't you see, like, figures and stuff, like, shapes when you get, like, some people get, like, really bad migraines to where, like, it, like, affects their vision in a way that they think that they see things?
You get tunnel vision with migraines, don't you?
I don't know. I've only gotten, like, light sensitive to them. Like, when I've had a migraine so bad where I literally had to go and turn off all the lights. I know that, like, what is it? Sleep paralysis is also another thing that where people think they see, like, ghosts and aliens.
Because you do. This movie has 84% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
Look at that. I don't think we've ever seen a movie that had a high score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, we watched The Thing, and I think The Thing has one.
I don't remember.
Of course you don't. Classic.
Whoa, this guy's a babe. Alejandro.
Maybe that's why they got divorced.
Hubba.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? This squish-faced, big-eared...
Shut up, hater. He's from Santiago de Chile.
Oh, maybe he wooed Nicole Kidman away from Tom. He's like,
and his family fled the dictator Pinochet in 1973 and settled in Spain. Hubba. I'm going to go down a Google hole.
Uh-oh.
Where is he at now? Whoa. Looks like he just improves with age. What the heck? I'll have to go back and check that out later.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Tom Cruise was a producer. Bob Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Too soon. It's a mystery and thriller and horror. Oh, there's our kids. Little ghosty kids.
These little nerds.
Okay, the budget was $17 million and the box office made $210 million.
Damn.
Would you look at that?
I do recall this movie feeling really dark.
Because it was. It is. It opened on August 10th, 2001. Well, that was right before I moved to California. I moved in November, the first week of November.
You know, I moved out here in 2001. I only lived out here for a month, then I moved back home. And you know what's crazy? Is
that the first time you moved out here?
The very, very first time, yeah. Because it's the first time I moved out of my... From Georgia, I lived in the same house in the same room for my entire life. So it was the first time. It was just like such a shock. And I didn't know how to handle it. But you know, it's crazy.
Did you freak out and that's why you left?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
You know, it's crazy. You moved out as I was moving back. We crossed paths. I left here
like on two weird, gooey ships.
Yep. I left on October 31st. I flew out on Halloween.
Oh.
So then I
drove with my ex. I drove. He helped me move. We had to
gearing up. Come on out.
We left like probably around Halloween time, I guess. We helped his parents move from Chicago down to Harlingen, Texas.
Ooh.
And then from there came.
Yeah, crazy. Over. We were passing.
So I was here like the first, second, or third, something like that, in San Diego.
The classic slow burn buildup.
These kids are intense.
Yeah, creepy little British kids.
Mm. No, it didn't. Yes, it did. Quiet. The daughter's spilling all the secrets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez. Mom coming in from the shadows. I want to see those plates empty in less than a minute. Is that clear? Whenever British people say, yes, ma'am, it sounds like they say, yes, mum.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Our first clue. Can you imagine back in the day, you're just kind of like wandering around seeing if anyone needed help with anything?
And it was knocking on doors.
It's kind of weird now to watch it knowing how it ends.
Well,
it's like they're giving the subtle clue right here. She used to live there and then she died and then she came back because she liked it so much.
I just remember vague little things about this and it was... It's weird that, like, you know, usually when they cast someone that's a little, like, supposed to be, like, the creepy lead and a little, like, crazy, like, I feel like they you're kind of taking a risk with someone like Nicole Kidman. You know what I mean? Because she doesn't necessarily have that, like, vibe initially, like, she does it really well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's such a good chameleon. She does every role so well.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I've ever seen her do a bad job in a movie, ever.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she's really good at what she does. But that's what I'm saying. So, like, just seeing how, like, she just acts in this very, like, very peculiar way. If I read the script, I wouldn't necessarily think of someone like Nicole Kidman in that role. I don't know who I would have thought of.
Jesus.
It's an intense,
Imagine having this conversation with your kids. There's four hells, and guess what? If you deny Christ, you're going to one of them.
Yeah. Always those weird ages with kids of, like, at what point when they start talking about, like, death and they have to, like, figure it out. But I feel like that was, like, kind of like the way things were, like, back in the 40s, especially in, like, England and shit.
What, you think they told the truth?
No, I think, I feel like it was just very intense, like, overly, the British seem like they're just very dry and stuck up.
I love it.
Ugh. And I feel like it'd just be one of those things where, like, well, now that you've learned to talk,
we've got a
couple of things to talk to you about, Nigel. You're going to die one day. And he's like, I'm just three, Mum. He's like, yeah, well, we live in England in the 40s. You probably won't live much longer.
No.
And then they probably go, I think I know what you're
French
talking about.
Fried potatoes.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh my God, I don't know. That just reminded me on class on Monday. There's this girl in that class that really loves to raise her hand and talk a lot to the professor.
Ugh.
I feel
her
like
her name's Bonnie.
No, her name is not. But I feel like she, like, has a thing for the professor or something, because, like, she was making some comments that were like, girl, you're trying too hard. But, like, we're talking about, like, interviewing, and he's, like, giving us tips on, like, interviewing and, like, how he gave us, like, postcards with, like, a question. And then after he was done with his lesson, he went around and then was like, I want you to read the question and then answer it. So we did that. Well, before we got to that, he was talking about, or someone asked the question, what do you do? What should you say when someone is like, tell me about yourself? Like, what kind of things should you be telling? I'm like, these kids are young, okay? So I'm just like, it seems pretty obvious to me, but, like, there was more than one person that was like, yeah, what are you supposed to say? And this one guy's like, well, I'm pretty proud of being vegan. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
Oh, no, and loser.
And he's like, but I don't know if I'd want to disclose that because people tend to get an idea. I'm like, I already have an idea.
And you probably look just the way I think you're going to look.
And so he gets done talking, and then she raises her hand, and then she's like, I just feel like men have an easier time with this because, you know, women just over-communicate. I'm like, girl, what in the hell? I know the professor could see me behind her making faces because I was just like, this is some pick-me-ass bullshit. Like, that's actually not true. I ended up, because it was bothering me so much, I Googled it. It's actually not true. There's actually many studies that show that men over communicate more than women.
Really?
It's just like a misogynistic thing. It's like internalized misogyny for her to think that. She probably thinks that women aren't funny either and that only men can be funny and comedians. I kind of want to ask her that. But and then she made like another comment, raised her hand, because he was talking about social media and how you should probably like keep your stuff private when you're interviewing because people yep. could easily like look up your handles or whatever. And then she's like, well, if you interviewed at my office, I would just think that you're like so professional and like so smart, and I wouldn't think it. I'm like, what is the point of this comment? Why are you doing this? It just irked me so much. It's just been bothering me ever since. I think she's only in that class with me, and I'm just like, why are you doing this? He's an older man and he's married. He does can't go and pick fantasy. You girl
one of those fantasies
gonna pick you. It bothered the shit out of me.
So now she's separated her children. They're homeschooled, obviously, because they can't see the sun.
Obviously.
And now she's making them memorize this book.
About Jesus?
No, it was just like some book.
Remember those lamps where you had to put oil in them and then you yep. lit the wick?
Yep. We used to have those for camping.
I think my mom had them in the living room for like decoration.
No, we had decorative ones, but then we also had like camp ones. I remember it smelled of kerosene.
It's so crazy how she locks every door. So
that I guess they can't accidentally come into a room with
light?
The windows open. Kid's got a lot of attitude for being a little kid.
It's pretty sassy. I like how she thought it was the little boy that was crying and not her daughter.
I know.
So I looked up last night because I was curious about the turning of the screw, and there's like 5 different movies made.
What? That's what this is based off of, right?
Yeah. That's her imaginary friend.
Oh, dude. I feel like that would be my worst fucking nightmare.
Michael, you're going to have a kid and he's going to be like,
If I ever have a kid and he's like, oh, it's my friend. And he's sitting right there. I'd be like.
You're like, where? Point him out to me right now.
I need you to be honest. Son, kid, whatever my kid is, you need to be honest with me right now. Do you? Literally yeah. see
kids can see them like
is it just your imaginary friend that's not there that you're pretending is
that's
there?
One of the things that keeps going or that's trending on TikTok right now. This woman, she made a TikTok that was like, tell me your craziest ghost story that you've never told anyone else or something, and then she tells her story and then everyone's been stitching it with crazy stories. I love it. I must have watched like 10 in a row the other day.
Uh-oh. She one of the doors him? Isn't... No. A door was not locked. Now she's yelling at the staff.
She seems tightly wound.
Yeah. These kids are fucking brats.
Or are they heckling the girl that doesn't talk?
That's what you did in the 40s. Somebody that wasn't like you, you made fun of them.
Oh, so more of the same.
It made them stronger. Or it made them kill themselves. One or the other.
That little kid has an old man face.
Yeah.
Are they talking about ghosts?
Yeah, that kid literally looks like a 40-year-old kid.
He's got massive ears.
British kids.
That's like what I do to you, Michael.
British kids. The big ears. If his ears are that big when he's a kid, how big are they now?
They grow when you get older.
Your ears and your nose.
The two things that keep growing.
They never stop growing. Good Lord.
I don't live in a house like that.
No way. I've seen a lot of those on Instagram following around, which is the... where like they're like, we just bought this castle that needs to be renovated. And it all looks like that.
Victor keeps opening the curtains.
I swear to fucking Christ.
We love creepy kids.
Yeah, I'm that kid. I'm that kid.
Then you just see a wet spot in Michael's pants.
First of all, kid, you're not smart. You got to put the blanket over your head.
Cowardly custard. That's what you are, Michael. Cowardly custard. Typical girl. Always having to do everything because men are too scared. Being too much little bitches to do with themselves. Okay.
So how it is when boys are young and then... Oh, no. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit. They're fighting over the bed.
I don't like what's happening right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
He's going to touch him.
I'd lose my fucking mind. It's her. She's a real brat. They have this giant house, and both of these kids sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
There's like 400 rooms in this house.
She's got to ensure they don't go into the
She basically shoved
light.
These two kids on a fucking twin mattress in the attic. Come on now.
I mean, I don't know why she just wouldn't have them sleep with her in the same room.
Right? Sometimes, you know, mommy needs alone time because she's so She's so tightly wound. It's 1945.
Oh.
She's just finding objects around that house and just...
Michael... You always have to take it 20 steps too far, and it ain't right. And I'm going to...
She spends all night writing morph. Up and down that banister.
She's like, sweet Jesus, shut up. Who the hell is Justice Ambassador? Is that a real
She's
term?
About to tell you.
Who is it, Michael? I need to know. I need answers.
Damn, she fucking schooled her mom.
Look how big that house is.
Yeah, and they got to share a fucking room. I'd be fucking... So they just moved into this house, even though husband's not back from war? What's the point of having this giant house? Maybe it's just a big house so that the kids have room to play since they can't go outside.
Maybe they were planning to have more kids, Michael.
No, it's so that kids can probably go around. They have more room to play.
Wow.
This kid is a weirdo.
The others was shot in Spain. The UK and the United States. Oh, and the Channel Islands.
What?
Oh, it's in Alejandro Amenábar's The Others, a fog-enshrouded ghost story set on the English Channel Island of Jersey. In the immediate aftermath of its liberation from the Nazis, the central character's quicksilver shifts of emotion are registered with such extreme delicacy. Or delicacy? That we are irresistibly drawn into her world. Anne? Most of the film, though, was shot in Spain. The house used for the shoot is called the Palacio de los Hornillos.
Hornillos, huh?
Located in Cantabria, Spain. It was designed in 1904 by London-based architect Ralph Selden Warnham as the country seat of the Duke of Santo Mauro. Cool. I wonder if that's still a place. The film was originally intended to be set in Chile.
Huh.
Well, someone's really thumping around upstairs.
Lydia? Oh, no.
Oh. This is interesting.
So she thinks that Lydia's upstairs, but they're outside talking. This is where we start to see a turn, and we start seeing, something's happening in this house.
Something's going on.
Mom's about to find out that her child, who, although obnoxious, wasn't lying.
So his first two films had been successful Spanish language films, but he... It was shot in English because of Tom Cruise.
They're what?
But this movie was shot in English because of Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Oh, he co-wrote and directed the 1997 psychological thriller Abre los Ojos. You know what that means, Michael?
No.
Open your eyes.
Ojos.
Which Tom Cruise decided to option after it screened in 1998 Sundance Film Festival. Oh, we should check that. Wait. That movie was remade by Cameron Crowe as Vanilla Sky.
Oh.
I never knew that that was a remake.
I didn't either.
Cool.
So now she wants her kid
to obey. Wow, he actually, the director didn't speak English. How the hell did he make this movie?
They usually have translators or...
He said, we hired a very good English translator. I was open to change things in order to make it sound very, very British.
Hmm. Interesting.
Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise's divorce was finalized 2 days before the movie's release. T.
Wow. I wonder if...
The initial shooting for The Others took place in the summer of 2000, but news of Cruise and Kidman's separation came in February 2001 while The Others was in post-production. Oh, shit. All of her stuff is wrapped up.
The classic, everything's covered in sheets so the dust doesn't get on it.
Whoa, Kidman quit the film during rehearsals. During rehearsals and pre-production, the subject matter in particularly... was giving Kidman such intense nightmares that she quit the project. At one point, I didn't want to make the film because I couldn't even go there emotionally.
Oh, God.
Ooh, heavy breathing.
Oh, my God.
She's watching us. Oh! Mannequins? Oh, it's Jesus.
She kind of looks a little like, oh, geez. She looked
what
like...
What was she looking at? She looks so pale. Like the characters they filmed, the child actors were kept away from sunlight during filming.
Oh, God.
Like the character Lydia Aminabar went mute for a year.
Say what? Say that again?
The director went mute for a year.
What?
In the movie, Grace insists that something traumatic must have happened to the kitchen girl Lydia for her to stop speaking. And at the end, the mysterious, all-knowing head servant Mrs. Mills reveals that Lydia went mute when she realized she was dead. Spoiler alert. As a toddler, Aminabar himself dealt with something like selective mutism, an anxiety disorder that renders someone, usually a child, unable to speak or communicate.
It's weird how that happens sometimes. Like certain like traumatic events just make people go like completely mute.
Oh, he also appears in one of the old morning, in quotes, Book of the Dead photos.
Oh.
So look for his picture in the movie. I like it when they have Easter eggs.
This is insane. Like, I will say, like, what's already making this like good is just like, just all of a sudden, like, the intensity builds and they kind of like keep it up there.
Yeah.
And like, you can feel that tension.
Yeah. She's ready for him. She's got her gun.
Oh, there's a creepy face. Ah, okay. That was... I don't like it. Is that her pilgrim husband? She just discovered an old photo.
Ha! She's this smart.
Little kid.
She's sassy and I like it. Relatable. Speaking of sass... I had a beauty appointment this weekend.
You have a what?
I had a beauty appointment this weekend.
Oh.
And I go, and I've been going in this place since 2020. And every time I go, for whatever it is that I do, they're like, we want to take a before picture. And for like the past 3-4 times, I've declined.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go, look at these pictures. I love those kind of old pictures. You know when you like go to antique malls and they have just like a box of someone's pictures?
That's so weird. That's so, so weird.
Open the book. Open the book. We got some dead bodies in this book, Michael.
There was like such a weird thing, like when they invented photos. They had some
weird traditions back then.
Yeah, where they're like, you know what we should do?
Take a picture of them when they're really dead.
As soon as they're dead, we'll just do death photos so that the families have that last.
That's metal. I want that. Someone better take a picture of my
dad. Well, and then it was like the Jesse James photo. It's like famous people when they died. They're like, let's sell pictures of them as a dead.
Hell yeah. I see. Anyways, I go to my appointment and there's two girls working the desk. And I'm like, the one is just like, yeah, we just have to take a picture. And I'm like, actually, I'd like to opt out of that. And then the one girl that's kind of bitchy is like, no, you have to take the picture. And I'm like, no, I don't. And she's like, actually, yeah, you do, because it's for your safety. And I'm like, for my safety? And she's like, it's so you can tell, like, so if there's a problem with it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that literally makes no sense.
Right.
That's the picture that the director's in.
Uh-oh.
That literally makes no sense. And I've been, the past four times I've come, I've opted out of the picture. It's not been a big deal. And right. then the bitchy one's like, so-and-so's going to yell at us if we don't get a picture. I'm like, well, work it out with your boss because I'm not getting my picture taken today. Have
them call me because
every time I go to this place, it's like, it's a med spa. I'm looking crusty, dusty, rusty. Right. I'm not trying to get my fucking picture taken. Also, you don't need it for anything because it's, right. You know? And so I'm like, please don't. Like, she just kept pressing it. And I'm like, no, I'm opting out. No, I'm not taking the picture. And then finally, the nice girl goes and talks to whoever and then comes back with a form that's like a waiver that I can sign to be like, I don't want my picture. I don't want you guys asking me. And I'm like, see how simple that was? Like, why are you trying to press me and make me take a fucking crusty? I was not looking cute. It was a hot day. That's why they did it.
I'm like, look at this dumpster fire.
And it's always like fluorescent overhead lighting. Right. You don't look good in that. No one does. I hate it. I'm like, please. So I'm looking over the form and I sign it. And I was just kind of giving it a glance over because I like to read things before I sign them. And the girl's just like, yeah, it's just saying. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm scanning it. Like, I don't need you to.
Yeah, thanks, but no thanks.
Sometimes these girls that work at these places, I don't know. Like, how attitude. It's unnecessary.
So Nicole Kidman said that her family left her.
Or did they? Yeah, Michael, like when you leave LA, it'll be there with you all the time.
Probably. Probably. Never gonna leave.
Michael, it's your final month in LA.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I mean,
you got some big things planned.
I was thinking about that. I was like, yeah, there's
going away adventures.
Yeah, there's certain things I was thinking about like trying to do before. But it's going to be hard because I'm also.
You should.
Because, I mean, it's, you know, it does, but it doesn't be like, you know, like next week, like a whole week, I'm already going to be gone back in Georgia, you know, getting the car. So. I know, but I'm just saying it so it cuts down like the amount of time I have left
to be able to do. What are you trying to do? Make a list.
I don't know. Yeah, I got to figure that out.
Make a checklist, Michael.
Maybe it will.
Make a spreadsheet.
Maybe.
Make a booger spreadsheet.
You wish. Now she's doing a deep dive into the interview of this lady. I mean, how would you even search a house this big for people hiding in it? Because there's so many rooms and there's only like three of you looking. You know,
I
like,
feel
how
like
do you,
it wouldn't be that hard.
Well, no, but like you go, like you're going from room to room to room, and then it'd be easy to hide.
But that's not like unless
you had one person looking in at each room at the same exact time simultaneously. Something creepy's gonna happen. Classic mom lying to her kids. The war's been over, and she's saying dad's coming home when the war's over. They don't know it's over yet.
So, Gabby Lamb is back on social, not Gabby Lamb, Gabby Hanna is back on social media.
Oh, fitness instructor.
Yeah, remember her?
Yes.
So she's been putting like randomly, doing YouTube again. And she posted a video recently that talked about why she got those, all those tattoos on her neck. I didn't know she did it for a reason. I thought she was just having a mental fucking break and that's why she did it. But apparently at one point she had gotten chin lipo and did it like She didn't post anything about it. She just went and had it done. But I guess the doctor was too aggressive with it. And when they're too aggressive, then you can get like pulling here. Your skin looks like it's pulling, and it just will make you look old, like it looks old, you know? And so she was like freaked out about that. And so she got the tattoos to try and like cover it up. And now she like had this, she like removed the tattoos. And she's like, I don't even notice it anymore. But I guess she was just like spiraling over the fact that she could see.
Like, yeah, whenever people like, when it goes too extensive. All right, so she's about to go into a room. Back to the movie. She's going into this room where she hears a piano playing.
Who's playing it? Michael.
Right. She just left her kids' room and they're all sleeping. The old lady's in bed. No one's sitting at the piano.
I can't wait to be a ghost. Wow, she even locks the piano.
I mean, this is like old-timey keys. That key ring's got to be like 50 pounds. Jesus.
Holy fuck. The door just slammed in her face.
And it locked.
Where's all her keys? And it's unlocked again. Someone's fucking with her. She's losing it. Mike, what would you do in a haunted house?
Did I fucking bail? I don't know. These people fucking stick around. And they're like, what's going on? Night one, I go and I hear somebody lock a door. And then I go in and nobody's in there.
What if your new place is haunted?
It's not. It's built like 2 years ago.
Doesn't matter. It could be on hallowed ground.
I mean, it is 2 hours away from Little Bighorn. No, like 6 hours.
So. Doo, 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 doo. You're going to get real scared, Michael. Oof. You better sage your place.
I'm going to be like her and we're walking around with guns.
You better sage it, Michael.
No way.
You got to sage it. You got to get the bad energy out.
One thing I don't understand is if the director couldn't speak English, how do you know if their performance is good? You know, it's the same as like...
Maybe he had the script in Spanish.
But it doesn't matter because you don't know the words that they're saying, so you don't know if they're inflecting the right words.
What do you mean the words? The same words are in Spanish. It's not that much of a difference.
But the sentence structure is different. You know what I mean? So if you're saying like, they are dead, or the, but then like the word they is at the end of the sentence, and I mean, sentence structure is different.
My God.
He didn't know. Well, it's the same as like, would you, but if you don't know the language,
I didn't say he didn't know English. He didn't speak it.
Okay. So maybe he can understand it.
I mean, I think I said that he wanted it to sound as British as possible. So I think he had a grasp on the language.
Did he?
I mean, how else would he know that? How else would he know that he wanted it to have that tone if he didn't understand it?
I don't know, Bonnie.
The house is so cool. Oh my God, that reminds me of that castle that I saw when I was in Ireland. It was on the water and it was all like gray and drizzly. It was so cool.
The groundskeeper is just like chilling, raking leaves this whole time, and now she's like, go look for a graveyard.
She's like, I'm going to go walk to town. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Can you imagine the fog is so thick that you can't even walk somewhere? Get out of here.
Dude, I've driven in fog that is so thick I couldn't even see the front of the car. I couldn't even see
He's covering the graves right now. Whoa. Oh.
So they know they know something.
Because she's probably one of those ghosts just replaying her life. She doesn't know. She doesn't know she's dead. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we already ruined it last week.
That's so cool.
The movie's also 23 years old, folks. Come on. If you haven't seen the movie by now.
You're a big old loser.
And then why are you listening to this episode?
You're even a bigger loser.
Yeah, right?
She She's lost.
Typical woman.
You can't say stuff like that.
Yeah, I just did.
You can't say it.
Typical woman. It doesn't count when you say it. Always lost. Doesn't know where the fuck she's going.
Right.
If she was in a car, she would have crashed it by now. Oh, man.
How many accidents have you been in, Michael?
I got some zingers. One.
Really, Michael?
Yeah.
Weren't you in one just a few years ago where you ran over a Mexican on purpose?
What?
Remember that, Michael?
What are you talking about?
That guy. Didn't you run over him?
I didn't run over anybody. What are you talking about?
Oh, you blocked it out? How convenient.
What are you talking about?
When everyone said you were trying to get him arrested and deported?
No, he hit me.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh, who's this guy? Is her husband?
Is that her husband?
The most British of looking human beings.
Charles!
Uh-oh. Not you, Charles. There they go. They're gonna fucking bang it out in the middle of this forest. You gonna sit there, munch mouth? You're done. Now they're about to have some hardcore anal in the fog.
Well, you always have to ruin it with the nasty talk.
She's too scared to have more kids if they're all scared of the sun.
He looks a little out of it.
He looks, yeah.
Oh, he's dead too.
Well, at least they're all reunited.
I guess that's the good thing in theory about when you die.
Potentially. Good to hang out with all your dead buds.
Dead relatives. It's so weird to have like peers and like friends and classmates that have died already.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
That was like the thing while like there's one kid that was in our class that died in like there's like a car accident our senior year, you know, and like someone on the swim team. And they died. And then there was the, it was like a couple years after we graduated. I don't remember who it was, but it was like they were in a skiing accident.
Sonny Bono style?
No, and they broke down and they broke their, one of their femurs and got a really bad infection and died.
Oof.
Uh-oh. She knows him. Uh-oh. She's scared.
She had a weird look on her face.
She knows something. It's weird. I don't know if you saw that thing where he says sometimes he just bleeds.
This guy said that?
Yeah. I'm assuming it's where he got shot.
When did he say that? Just now?
When they met. Uh-oh, this kid. I thought he was going to cry because he could see. He could sense something. Yeah, a little wiener. Oh, see, that's how it goes. Little boy shows emotion, then all of a sudden Bonnie's like, what a little wuss. I wonder why there's a problem in society.
Shut up, Michael. The daughter's asking the hard-hitting questions.
It's going to be rough. You come back from war, Daddy, and you see like the most fucked up shit anyone? In the entire world, and they're just like, he's a hero. What Daddy, did you do at war, Daddy?
Did you behead anyone?
How many Germans did you kill with your bare hands? And it's like,
Daddy. Did you pull out anyone's intestines?
And then it's going to be, Daddy, how come you wake up every night screaming?
Daddy, why are you choking me?
Yes. How come you beat me all every time I jump into the room and go, bang, 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 you hit me.
Oh, PTSD.
Yes, back in the day when they just told these guys that it was nothing. They just got their bell rung and they need
to. All in your head.
Yep. I just say the thing about British talk.
The goodies and the baddies.
The way that they like just they always abbreviate the goodies, they always the abbreviate bodies. Things in a weird like shorten words and like
the goodies and the baddies.
The dumbest. They sound no, so
they don't.
That's dumb.
I think
I think he's a baddie. Anyways, let's go for brekkie.
Shut up. I love it. Michael, have you watched Baby Reindeer yet?
Yeah, I did.
All of it?
Yeah,
Really?
I don't like.
Episode 4 was so gnarly.
It's like,
that was hard to watch.
Yeah, like, because a lot of it, you should be like, break. Dude, this guy's like, that guy's a weenie. Like, what a weirdo.
What?
That guy?
The lead guy?
Yes.
Michael, I don't think you have any compassion for people that end up in those kind of situations.
But he kept talking about how he actively just like,
that's what happens with some people that experience abuse. They just find themselves putting themselves in risky situations where it ends up happening again. It's like there's like two different ways to respond
with it, and he still didn't,
to things like that. You either like run towards it or you run away, kind of. Not physically, but you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Metaphorically or whatever. I don't care. People had different reactions to trauma.
This little girl looks like a vampire.
Yeah, she does. What I find interesting about that series is that all the people on TikTok that have connected the dots to find out who the real people are.
No, I saw that he released like a thing saying to stop. He's like, that wasn't the point of the show. And it's like,
do you know what year we're in?
Yeah, but I'd say like, that's what people like. Don't act like you didn't think that they were going to do that shit.
He could have been that naive. What changes? There's going to be changes. This guy going to set the house on fire? What's he doing at night carrying wood?
So clearly,
I love it. They're just talking shit about her.
Well, because again, they know there's a reason why they came back. They know something, and they're trying to like prepare her or something. I've noticed too that like it feels like movie scores are like really different now.
In what way?
Well, I mean, obviously, like the use of, you know, it's more like digital. Like, I mean, just the scores that sound like this, I just don't know that there's, like, movies that sound much like that. Because now it's, like, it's always just, like, that, like, monotone, like, whoa, kind of stuff.
I don't think so.
What's going to happen? She's going to scream. She's going to run back in. It'll be dirty. Oh, no.
Creepy.
You can't see the background or nothing. It's just this dark room, and she's just looking at her reflection. Ugh, something's going to happen. When are we going to see something? Nice try.
Oh, husband's not doing so hot. Typical.
And typical PTSD. He comes home, and he's got a wife that looks like Nicole Kidman, and he's just like, ugh. I don't know what's happening, but it's creeping me out. Ooh. Oh my god, can you imagine if you're just like, you look around, you see that thing is like a little ghost girl playing like that
in front of a candle
with her communion dress and her marionette. And you need to take the dress off now. Oh no, she's gonna walk in and see something weird. What did I tell you about sitting on the floor? Oh no, it's not gonna be her, is it? I don't know. I don't want to look.
Oh, God, that's an old lady hand.
I'm going to scream.
I remember this from the preview.
Is Anne an old lady? I don't want
to. Oh, God. Oh, God. She's got milky eyes. Daughter, mommy.
Nah. Hey, that's supposed to be Daddy's the one supposed to be choking us.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. This old lady's going to come in and just
break it down. This lady knows everything. Yeah. And she's just been holding it inside the whole fucking movie. She's
like, I was hoping I wouldn't have to tell you this, but...
I think now's the time.
Why did you fight? Who is this? This old lady, I feel like she always plays like this creepy... Creepy old lady. This is the Fionnuala Flanagan.
Fionnuala Flanagan. Is she still alive?
It's none of your business. Yeah.
Awesome. What other movies has she been in? She didn't take her pills.
Because they're making her crazy. She basically did every popular TV show in the 80s.
Wow.
Like, but nothing's like coming up that where I'm like, oh, that's where I saw her.
Oh shit, he knows.
Tell me what happened. What the fuck are you talking? Whenever they like speak broadly like this, like, what are you fucking talking about? Tell me what happened that day.
Everyone what knows day? that she killed her kids.
What does this guy do for a living that he's able to afford this house? Well, you know that. Where his son gets the crying from. Dad. He's about to do a classic bang and bail.
Shut up. Shut up. Classic bang and bail.
He's going to give it to her, and then she's going to be like, well, that was good. Where'd you go? He's like,
listen, I hate to having some ghost sex.
Exactly. Classic bang and bail. He did it.
Typical. So he gets to leave, and she's got to be trapped in the house.
Big time. Well, probably because he's got it. He can't stay because he's probably like condemned to something for his war crimes. He probably went into some like little German school
One
and
of the
just
four
like
purgatories.
Started fucking. Stabbing like kids in their eyeball.
What?
Probably had, like a necklace made of tongues. All the weird shit.
Michael, what are you talking about?
Like, I'm talking about soldiers that go fucking
weren't there,
crazy.
Like a bunch of books that people made with human skin. Wasn't that a thing?
That was like a part of the, I think like the Nazi.
Disgusting.
Like there's like the one guy had his lampshades.
The windows are open.
First of all, these little kids are big ol' weenies. They don't do nothing. They just like the windows open. Whee! And they don't like run from it or anything. They're just like, whee! Listen to her. She's just fucking screaming like a little puss. Jeez.
Oh, the curtains are ripped off.
I mean, like, does it hurt or something?
They have an allergy to the sunlight.
Yeah, but, like, what are they...
I don't know what happens.
There's no world where Nicole Kidman's carrying two children like that.
All the curtains are gone.
Dad took it with
him. Does that place have a basement? Oh, yeah, maybe he's like, she's got to be forced to come to the realization of what really happened.
Maybe she's given, what is that thing where...
There is such a thing that you can be allergic and you get blisters.
No, I'm saying, no, but like, is there a thing where it's like parents convince their kids that they're always sick? What is that called?
Oh, mom.
Is that?
It's Gypsy Rose.
Yeah, the Gypsy Rose thing where like they
was
just
that
basically.
Munchausen by proxy.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay. Is that I couldn't remember if that's what that one was.
Yeah, the Munchausen syndrome is also known as a factitious disorder, is a rare type of mental disorder in which a person fakes illnesses. When they do it with their kids, it's like by proxy.
Okay, so, okay.
That's what Gypsy Rose Blanchard's mom was doing.
Right, okay, so just Munchausen is just you yourself is like always
faking illness
it,
for,
but by proxy means that like you're a parent forcing it on your kids. This old lady is staying real calm.
Yep.
And good old Mr. Tuttle just wandering around.
Tuttling. Does that place have a basement?
No. They just got a root cellar. They're revolting. It's like they own this house now. She's got a look on her face. Uh-oh. She is like a giant compared to these people.
She's like 6 foot something.
I guess, yeah, if you look at it, their clothing is a lot more old-timey than like 1940s. Right? Like if you really think about it now, she looked like she's probably wearing like early 1900s. Yeah, look at that.
I guess so, huh?
So they're trying to help this lady, and she's just being a real fucking bitch.
She's in denial.
The sound is intense. Yeah. Like, sometimes it's like, wah!
It's really loud. She's trashing the place.
And then she's not gonna have anybody there to pick up. Who's going to clean that house now?
Why would curtains be behind an armoire? Okay.
Well, because you don't know, because somebody clearly took them and hit them somewhere.
I don't think they're behind
they're gonna an hide, armoire. I bet they're going to hide them near the graves. Charles doesn't like it. Movie's too loud. He can't sleep. So I'm going to go ahead and look that kid up and see how big his ears are now. 20 years of growth on those. Looks like him now, yeah? Looks like it could be him. Kind of grew into those ears.
What was the last thing he did?
Something like 2010. He's in his 30s now.
Perfect.
Jeez.
She got the little wuss to leave the room.
It's kind of crazy because like you see these kids and like they're like decent kid actors. You know what I mean? Like they don't.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're actually like for kids. Yeah, right. And like she's real bratty, but she only did like 4 things.
Really?
Yeah, she stopped acting like 20 years ago. I mean, I assume they could probably get to an age where
someone
their parents
probably touched her inappropriately.
Probably. Or where their parents are like, you want to keep doing this? And they're like, nah.
The kids are going to find the grave. The graves.
Oh, it's their graves.
They left the mom alone in the house to be mad.
And then she's going
to
be...
still looking fucking, for her curtains.
Just looking for curtains in the middle of the night. She's been looking all fucking day. It's nighttime now. You mean to tell me there's a room in there with 2 beds? And you're not going to let your kids sleep in that one? Or wait, that wasn't where the old lady was staying, right?
No, isn't that that's the kids' room.
No. The kids are staying in that other room in that weird bed. Uh-oh.
She just found a note.
It says December
1891. Oh, look.
Shit.
They're all dead.
See, that's what I told you, see? Oh, they took it out of the death book. So remember, that's what I was saying. So like they, oh, it's their graves. What does it
say? Bertha. Oh, the servants.
Yeah. That was the best reaction I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was.
They are creeping me out. Well, what's weird is like, why aren't they putting like 2 and 2 together? You know what I mean? Like these people are just around. It's a shotgun. She's a terrible shot.
Oh, tuberculosis.
Right. That's what I'm saying. See, like they're dressed old.
Like it's kind of hard to tell.
But I mean, really it's definitely turn of the that. Century. Even that weird little hair bob. I mean, the 40s were pretty stylish. You know, they started getting a lot more, like, if she's, you know. And that's why they can bounce around and do whatever.
Guess what? They're going to walk through the door.
Like, hey, first of all, you can be a little scared, but then, like, I know this is coming from me, but at the same time, they've lived with you for the past, like, how many months? Just straight chilling? Like, if they were going to do something, when they have done something then? Be like, okay.
They don't know. They're freaked out. You'd be freaked out, too.
I know.
You had three servants that came up and were like, yeah, we died from tuberculosis a million years ago.
Mr. Tuttle doesn't sound very assuring.
How are they going to help?
They know, because they've been dead for 50 years. They
so they're
going to
scare them away?
No, they figured out, this is what she was just saying, you got to learn to live together.
Oh.
No, basically, I guess it's at like coming to the understanding once you know that you're the one haunting, you know, you're dead and there's people that are alive that live there, then you can like accommodate. Oh, some mouth breathers. Oh my God.
Who the fuck is that old woman?
It's that creepy old lady with the milky eyes.
Oh, she must be like a medium.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're having a seance. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
She didn't kill us.
Children, if you're dead, why do you remain in this house?
We're not dead.
What the? I don't remember.
Oh, shit.
I would lose my fucking mind. They're at this seance and basically the table is moving because Nicole Kidman was slamming it and they just, all these floating papers ripping up. So I'm guessing then the seance is like whenever this woman comes in to do the seance, that's when like they hear the other three.
That's right. She's laying down the law.
Oh, so it was like reverse as well. So Nicole Kidman saw the old lady, but then they saw the daughter. They like swapped.
Got it.
So I wonder what year this is then. Because it doesn't look like it's...
She's talking about how she killed him.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't remember it ending like this. So they are stuck in a limbo. So I guess they're living in this like weird, like timeless eternity where they don't realize how much time is or isn't passing, right? Like, because obviously they're not thinking about, like, getting older or... But I don't understand the husband aspect of it. Like, what was that? So, like, he's dead.
I think he died at a separate time during the war, and that's probably, like, why she was going crazy just there with her kids.
Right, but then, like...
And then he came back. She found him wandering, and he already knew what had happened with her.
And so he knew he couldn't stay because of the, like, there's the religious aspect of, like, the different purgatories and things. So I'm guessing he knows that, like, even though she found him in this one spot.
He was ready to move on, and she wasn't because she was in denial of what
happened. Oh, there you go. That makes sense. Once he realized that they were dead.
He knew that she was still in denial, remember? Because he was like, I can't be here anymore.
Right, yeah.
It's funny how they choose to stay there.
It's because I think it's just like a thing where they can't leave.
Well, no, she said that she had fond memories of the place. Remember in the beginning?
Because they lived there.
They lived there like a long time ago. They worked there. And then they got tuberculosis and died. And then.
But I think it's like a weird.
Oh, do you think like.
Because they came, basically they show up when these people, because these people lived there and they knew that they lived there. And then now they just died.
Oh, okay.
So that's clearly what.
So they had to act like they weren't living there.
Right. Yeah.
Because she had just killed their kids and killed herself.
Right. And so, but they, I don't think that they knew that. I don't think they know the terms in which they died. They just know that they're dead. And so now it's just like
the servants knew that she killed her kids.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
But remember, because they're just like, she's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think it's like they're just trying to.
She's kind of being a Karen.
But I think it's like they're easing them into the realization of that they're dead.
Yeah.
Because clearly, obviously, they're acting as though they're not. That's why she's like, my tether is getting rather short. And that's why they like, were kind of alluding to it by taking the curtains and like exposing them to the light, because they're like, maybe something's different. But if you think about it now.
Now the kids aren't allergic.
But also, if you're maybe a kid,
that was like, part of it too. Like she, like it was too much for her to handle kids that couldn't be in the sunlight. She had to be in the dark all the time.
Right. Oh yeah. So she
going loca cabeza.
But what I don't understand is like, so how does the furniture work in a scenario like that?
What do you mean?
Well, they're going around sitting in their furniture, and then the lady's like, well, sometimes we know that people are here, and sometimes we don't. But like, how would you not? Because
I mean, it like, took
is
her
it
a
ghost
while.
Furniture?
No, I mean, you saw the furniture with the
right,
things
but she
on
was
it.
Like, oh, was but like she was talking about furniture. The piano. Oh, I guess the piano.
There's the kid.
This little kid looks like a pig.
Shut up, Michael. Can you imagine just being what? Like, oh, we're not going to stay in this palatial estate. It's haunted. Right. Hell no. I'd be like, I'd fight you guys for this fucking house.
I would just be like, hey, like, can we just figure it out?
For sale.
I mean, if they're clearly talking to you and you see this stuff happening, you're like, all right, this is scary, of course.
Maybe we can work something out here.
But hey, like, can we just talk
about
it?
You guys take the attic and we'll take the rest.
That documentary that's up next is...
I've already seen it. It's real sad.
It is. It's the saddest fucking thing.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was good. Like,
still
it's,
so
it's actually
good.
Like way better than I remember it being. I thought that the I didn't think it was a seance. I thought she like
I forgot it, that part.
Yeah, I thought she interacted with them in like I thought it was further along in the future. Like I thought it was like more contemporary time, and she like bumped in. Like I thought that I could be like mixing two movies together, but like either way, yeah, it was way better. I mean, again, the pacing works. Like just. Again, like this is what like a lot of other these
like
movies
how
could
good movies are.
Right, where they build this like tension and you're just like what like the reveal is awesome. You know, cuz like they drop, you know, again, we went into it obviously knowing what we know. But
yeah,
even
but I didn't
even
remember that she killed her kids.
But even knowing
until I was reading the trivia.
But even knowing obviously at the end that they are the ones that are dead, it still didn't really take away from the suspense of things. You're still kind of like experiencing it.
Yeah, because then they're like, okay, but then who's this lady with the milky eyes? How does she fit into this?
Right, and you see
and
the...
Victor.
Right, and you see the... You see the clues that are dropped and all this other stuff, but it's still like, it's very subtle and not like when you go back and you rewatch it, you're like, oh, how did I not pick up on this before?
Yeah, that's
you
what
know?
I said.
Yeah, so... No, I liked it. I thought it was just really, it's a really good movie.
I give it max torques.
Yeah, it's full torque, full bacon torqued.
Yeah.
Torque to the max.
And Nicole Kidman just can do no wrong.
Again, yeah, it's like
everything
what I was saying
she
in the beginning
is
like,
outstanding.
I wouldn't have thought this would be like a Nicole Kidman type of movie.
Yeah, she hasn't really done a lot of like, what's that one? She did like this one thriller once with like a Baldwin guy that was pretty good. Way back, I was like kind of obsessed with that movie.
But yeah, like
she's had like a couple, but not a lot.
Right? Yeah, like this genre isn't.
And
really...
that was the reason why she quit the movie, because the whole factor of the mom killing the kids, she had a big problem with that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But then she ended up coming back.
Well, good.
And nailing it.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good movie. Full torqued.
Good movie.
All right.
If you haven't seen it, you're a loser.
Yeah, go watch it. It's good.
Yeah, and it still holds up.
Yeah, and again, even knowing now that we've
3 years
now that
later.
We've spoiled the shit out of it. Yeah, I think that's also what really helps the movie too, is that like there isn't anything in there where like the visual effects kind of like take you out of it, because it's just like it's a product of its time where, you know, they're just using the latest technology they have.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just like,
yeah, it doesn't seem dated at all.
No, exactly. Well, and also again, she like has that like we're saying that like older look
for so long that it just, it, you could have told me this movie came out 5-6 years ago and it seems like it could have.
Yeah. And the thing that I like, this is like my favorite kind of scary movie where they don't rely on the CGI right. and the jump scares right. and exactly. all that, where it's like the psychological kind of thriller suspense. Right. I love that.
No, it's good. It's probably one of the best ones we've seen in a long time.
Yay.
All right.
And until on that next note.
And by next week, I mean, we're going to be recording a couple days because I'm going to be out next week. But
oh, great.
Yeah, I know. Maybe there's others, too.
we could always watch it up. If you want to compare and contrast, we could watch The Turning of the Screw.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Because this is kind of like
similar
based on it or rebootish or I don't yeah. know. But we could see how it's
how
the what similarities. The difference is. Yeah.
Alrighty. Till next all time. Right. Bye-bye. Oh, he knows. He knows what's up.